Candidates for the mayor of North Adams, Massachusetts, had until the close of business today to get their nomination signatures and papers to City Hall to be certified. Mayor Richard Alkenbright is not seeking a fifth term. Peter Oleskowitz submitted his papers today to run for mayor.
Right now, at this time, there's no incumbency to challenge. The candidate pool seems very small, and I would like to continue on the policies of our two prior administrations of growth in North Adams.
So you think Mayor Alkenbright and former Mayor John Barrett did a good job?
I think that both of them both had strong points, because with the onset of Mass Mocha coming in, over the past years, there's been several investments made in the community, and I would like to see those efforts continue. I mean, with the Greylock Work Project that's going on, I actually went and checked it out yesterday, and that's a pretty quite impressive site. And now the talks of the architect from Mass Mocha acquiring the Union Street Mill. There's another project that's a huge capital investment to the city, and it also releases the city of maintaining that building. It puts it back on the tax rolls, and it gives the developer of that building the opportunity to help attract more businesses to fill his space. And that those spaces get filled, that's more job creation, which is something that we need in the city.
So it sounds like you're going to take a good hard look at the economics of the region. What type of problems does the city face?
As I walk around the neighborhoods and talk to the people, it seems like there is a lack of jobs. And as these people come in from New York City or wherever, and they come in and purchase these properties, it helps create these jobs. You know, we have a pool of people here that are possibly looking to better themselves and come out of some of these lower-paying jobs.
How about when you look at education in the region? Mayor Alkenbright says that public school systems are going to be the next financial crisis here in the region. How do you look at education?
Well, right now, in any area, city, town, wherever, education is the largest consumer of any city budget. I mean, there's been talk recently about regionalization of the school district, and there's also the possibilities of maybe consolidating some of these schools. And I know people might not want to hear that, but that's the harsh reality that we're facing right now. Like, compensation packages with benefits and retirements, they're quite costly. And now the community populations are shrinking, and some of these small schools have a high operating cost with such a lower population. So I kind of tend to believe in some of the theory of some of the integrating some of these schools together.
So if elected, what's your plan of action? Do you support regionalization? Is there any other pivotal direction that you want to take the city in?
Regionalization between all of the school districts, like, they all want to sit down at a table and explore the possibilities of what could possibly happen and look at the savings to each community if they could all band together. Like right now, for instance, North Adams, we have several elementary schools. We have small surrounding communities like Clarksburg, Florida Mountain, who have small schools, and their operating budgets are pretty tight as well. And in those communities as well, after these young students come out of the eighth grade, they utilize our high schools. So why not try to make one central district?
So you're in charge. What else do you want to do?
What else would I would like to do? I would like more open communication between the residents, the mayor himself, and city council. Because, like, for instance, the open meeting law in North Adams, when people have an issue, I believe they're given 2 minutes to present themselves, which to me, honestly, is very brief time. And I know the council meetings are limited and they're twice monthly, but I think even myself as mayor, I thoroughly enjoy walking around and talking to people face-to-face. It actually gives them more face time to present whatever issues that they would like resolved or fresh ideas that they may have.
That's North Adams mayoral candidate Peter Oleskowitz. At least three candidates will need to have their papers certified to force a preliminary election September 19th. Oleskowitz, North Adams City Councilors Ronald Boscher and Bob Moulton Jr., Robert Martell, Rachel Branch, and Tom Bernard have all announced their intentions to run. The general election is November 7th.